Hi guys, it's Simple J Assistant here with another episode for you guys. I'm hoping you guys are doing great and practicing our mantra of positivity in equals positivity out. I keep telling you guys, once you keep practicing that, you will see how much better your life is exponentially. If you're a first time listener, thank you so much for listening and streaming to this little engine that could podcast. If you are a returning listener, you know I call you guys my extended family, and I just want to tell you thank you and send you a big virtual hug to each and every one of y'all. And I hope one of these days I will meet y'all in person. I cannot wait. Today's podcast episode is going to be focused on living within your means. I see where people are trying to always try to keep up with the Joneses, trying to fit in with all those folks that are out of their league. What I mean out of their league, within their tax bracket or their socioeconomic situation per se or social status. If you're not there, do not employ this mentality that you need to fake it to make it. Stop doing that. This is a new age now. We're in a different time now. You don't need to do that. There's so many resources at your fingertips that allows you to put the work in to get where you need to be. Stay in your lane. Run your race at your own pace. Stop trying to prove that you fit in. Stop trying to be what you're not. Live within your means. Stay where you are right now. If you cannot afford Louis Vuitton prices, it's okay to be at the McDonald's base right now until you get to Louis Vuitton. That's a good place to strive. You're just not there yet, and that's perfectly fine. We need to stop employing this mentality where we're telling people that it's okay to pretend and put on this facade and throw this idea out there that we are this when we really aren't, because what we're doing is we're doing ourselves a disservice. We're doing ourselves injustice. We are pushing a narrative that we cannot live up to, and we cannot simply keep up. Keeping up appearances doesn't work for everyone. Keeping up appearances is not a good thing. In doing that, you will lose yourself. You'll lose your identity. We lose who you are. When you do that, you are pushing an idea that you want to be, but presently you are not. Live within your means. If your means is low budget right now, stay low budget and put the work in and put the time in and put the emphasis in plotting and manifesting and putting the work in to get to expensive tastes, to get to Gucci taste, to get to the high life, the high society living. There are too much images on the internet where people are bombarding everyone with this, oh, I live like this and I can fly here and I do this every 24 sevens, or I'm on a private jet. Or the thing is, you, the person watching, don't know what these folks have to do in order to live this life or portray this life. There's a lot of people who have to be doing strange things for coins, doing strange things to be in certain circles, right? And they're not telling you that. They're just showing you those pretty pictures. They're just showing you those pretty villas that they're visiting. They're just showing you those wonderful houses and those beautiful cars. You don't know the work. You don't know the stress. You don't know the headaches. You don't know the loss of dignity. You don't know what they have to do in order to live that life or portray that life or fake it to make it seem like they're happy. Live within your means. If you're not there, it's okay. You still have time to get there. You can still put the work in. You can still get to that destination. It takes time. But sometimes we rush the process and don't realize that our process is not speed. Our process is maybe slow and steady, like the turtle to win the race. It's not fast and blazing speed like the hare. And if you know the tortoise and the hare story, you know what happened in the end. The turtle ended up winning because the turtle understood it's not about speed. It's putting the work in and trusting the process and understanding where you are, seeing the end goal and knowing that you are going to get there. But you also have to put in the work, go by faith, and also not deviate from the plan. Live within your means. Stop trying to fit a mold that is not you. Stop trying to be someone that you aren't. I keep telling you guys this all the time, that you guys were made individually unique for a reason. We have different genetic makeup. Our paths are already ordained. Our paths are already set for us. Sometimes we get up with an idea that I want to be this, but life deviates us and we end up being something else. But it doesn't mean that we are not where we are supposed to be. Because in life, there's the best laid plans and there are plans that come at you at the last minute, and that when traveled are more fulfilling, are more suitable, work out much better than the best laid plans you had in mind. Live within your means. Sometimes living within your means is not a bad thing. Sometimes living within your means keeps you consistent, keeps you grounded, keeps you focused, also keeps you close to your identity, your aura, your essence, who you truly are. Trying to fake it is taking you away from who you are. Trying to fit in sometimes is not what you need. Standing out is what you need to be doing. Standing out is what you are destined to be. Someone that stands out, someone who's original, not a carbon copy, not a cutout of somebody else. You don't want to follow a cutout of somebody else's life. That's their life. That's what they want. That's what they desire. That's not for you. It might look good, but you don't know what the trappings come along with that life. You don't know what it took to get that life. You don't even know if when you get into that cookie cutter life, if it's going to be for you. Live within your means. Stay true to you. Stay within the boundaries of what you can afford and what you can handle presently. Does it mean that where you are now is going to be your end goal or your destination? No. It's just a present state of situation. Sometimes we trap ourselves into thinking that where we are is where we're going to end. But what we don't understand is if we think outside the box, as I tell you guys, stop limiting and restricting yourselves. If we think outside the box, you will see that where you are can be pushed further along. And you will get to another lane, another street, another journey, another path. But that path is your own. Not something you saw on the internet or on TV or outside there in the world. You saw somebody else's life and thought, yeah, that looks good. I'm going to fit in there. No. That path, that journey is your own. We each have to take our own path and our own journey. So when I tell you to live within your means until you get to where you need to be, I'm telling you to stay the course, stay the path, stay on that journey. You will get there. Don't rush the process. I feel like there are folks who feel like they need to rush through everything. They don't want to put the work in. They don't want to put the time in. They don't want to put the energy in. It's okay, I need to be at point B and I'm doing it right now. When you don't understand that the beauty in getting to the end is the journey, is the path. It's what it took to get there. That's how you get to savor and enjoy the moment when you finally get there. So when you rush and skip through all the processes, you don't get to savor it as much. Why? Because it was easy. It was too quick. It was not something you labored for. You didn't put the time in. Anything that comes too easy is never something that is going to be enjoyed for a long period of time. It's never something that lasts. Because there were lessons that you picked up on how to maintain it. You got there too quickly. You sped through. You were the hare. You were not the tortoise in this situation. Now, if you had employed the mentality of the tortoise and took your time and went through all the speed bumps and the potholes and the ups and downs, the peaks, the valleys, the highs, the lows, when you got to the end, you would have been able to understand the lesson that you needed to learn. You would have been able to savor it more. You would have been able to understand what it took to maintain it. Live within your means. Stay within that path that you're on right now. It is not your end. It is not where you will end up. It is not your ultimate destination. But if you stay there and you take your time and you put pen to paper and you plot and you manifest and you step out on faith and you do what it takes to get to that end goal, then you can be like the Joneses. Then you can be like all those things that you envisioned and imagined when you were younger. But don't skip out parts. Don't rush to try to live like someone else. Don't rush to try to be like someone else. Don't live outside of what you can right now. Because you will encounter issues. You will set yourself up for failure. You will not reap the benefits of what it is that you've put in place. When people say live within your means, it doesn't mean that you're not going to be more than where you are now. They're simply saying, hey, listen, if you can't afford to do the upscale high life right now, stay where you can, but put the work in to get to that upscale lifestyle. Don't put your hand further than you can reach. Don't put your basket further than you can reach, because you will leave yourself in debt, in stress, resentful, miserable, stressed, all of the above. And as you guys know already, stress, when you have added stress piled up on all the other stuff that you have to deal with when you enter into society and you go out there in the world to try to face the world, is not something you want on your heart and your body. Stress kills. So if your means right now is the basic means, just keep on that. Put the work in until you can get to the higher plateau. No one is saying limit yourself and limit your ideas and limit your thoughts. What we're saying is understand where you are and don't step outside of that to try to fit into some cookie cutter lifestyle or to fit into somebody else's ideal for you. Because once you step out and you can't manage to keep up with that appearance or keep up with those folks who can afford it, you're going to be left behind. You're going to be left holding the bag. You're going to be left having to pick up the pieces of everything that goes wrong. So it's not a bad thing to just stay in that level right now until you get where you need to go. We're not saying you're not going to get there, because I tell you guys all the time, work, time, manifestation, and putting the energy and thought down into where you want to go, it will happen. It is achievable. It's attainable. But I don't want you guys to step out and feel as though you need to live like this person just because it looks great when you know you can't afford to. I want you guys to be realistic. I want you guys to understand that life doesn't work like that. And you don't know what it took for that person to attain that level. And sometimes we have to understand that our path is different from others. What we need and require is different from others. And things might look good on the outside. All the trappings look great on the outside. But once you step into that life, it might not be for you. It might not work for you. You might not gain peace from that. There might not be happiness in it for you. So live within your means until you get to where you need to be. Live within your means so you limit any added stress, problems, anything that might come your way. If you simply keep it simple until you get to where you need to be. Don't rush the process. Everybody's process is different. Take your time. Put the work in. Step out on faith and manifest. I tell you guys this all the time. Manifestation is important. So I'm hoping you guys take from this as much as you can and understand that I just want you guys to experience everything life has to offer, but experience it with open eyes and not naive eyes. Experience it with an open mind and not think that all the trappings that are out there is necessarily for everyone. Experience life, but also take your time to not just exist, but to live. And understand that living within your means doesn't mean or equate to a bad thing. It just means right now you're going to stay on your path, on your course, take your time to build to where you need to be, and you won't stretch your hand further than you need to cause you any undue stress or any undue aggravation. I want the best for you guys. So take your time, run your race, and enjoy life as it comes. And as I always tell you guys, be you and live by your own rules. Bye, loves.